Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, October 19th. And thank goodness I have internet, because I came in this morning, there was no internet here, and I was freaking out.
Oh, well. It all worked out for the best.
There's always ghosts in the machine at night, you know? You come in the morning, always fucking problems.
Oh, so now you believe in ghosts?
No.
Okay.
But in the machine, I believe.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck's going on. But anyway, you know, like I said, there's so many moving parts here that you try to get everything done, but, you know, it's not happening, man. Yeah. Look at this headline. Police officers in the U.S. were charged with more than 400 rapes over a 9-year period.
That's crazy.
Police officers.
Yeah, I mean, that's not shocking, though.
Why?
Because it's men in authority and they probably think they're untouchable once they have a badge.
Well, the bad apples, huh?
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, you're a piece of shit and you're actually doing a job where you wholeheartedly should not be a piece of shit? Like,
right. You need to help people, not rape them for crying out loud.
That's crazy.
It really
That's
is.
That's my biggest fear. If I ever get pulled over and I'm by myself, I'm like, oh, here it goes.
Yeah, right.
I'm getting shot and killed or I'm getting raped.
Oh, God.
One of the two.
Yeah. But I imagine it probably doesn't happen as much because they have body cams now, you know, so people would know.
Yeah, and they have the cameras in the front of the car too now, I guess.
Right, dash cams, right.
And then cops are still like fucking up with their body cams on. Are you guys
this
slow?
Is shooting people.
Yeah. Like, it makes no sense. Like, you're going to get caught.
Oh, man. I watched some, there was a chase the other night. And
a real life one.
Yeah, and they never end good. You
no,
know?
Never, never. It's like, where are you going?
Yeah, they run into cars and shit, and wow.
And
man.
They go like so fast, like they're going like 120 miles per hour.
Yeah, like and nobody's like gonna catch you.
Yeah, but not only that, in a normal life, if you go 120 miles per hour, like some shit's going down. But for some reason, in a high speed chase, it can last up to 3 hours at 120 miles per hour. It's like,
I know. They're driving the streets too. You know, wow. I know, but people are fucking crazy. I would imagine it usually happens when someone's armed or they got something in their car or they committed a crime, whatever.
Right.
And but with a helicopter up there, nobody's ever going to lose you, you know?
Right.
You try to get away, they'll find you anywhere.
Right.
And I like it. I like when the dogs attack the fucking criminals that run away.
I know, but I don't like when the dogs get hurt either.
No. Well, I mean, they, you know. But they do a good job.
Yeah, it's crazy how talented those cop dogs are.
Right?
Like, they can sniff out, like, literally a dead body buried 50 feet under the ground.
Right.
So crazy.
And they can stop a man in his feet, man.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Wow. So how are you doing this morning?
If you can't tell, I've been crying all night.
Really?
Look at my face.
I can't tell.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my eyes are so puffy.
Really?
Yeah, it's over between me and that guy.
Oh, so you're crying already.
Oh,
God. You're invested in it.
Yeah, 110%.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have sex a few times with someone, you expect a little more.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even like we were just having sex. We were hanging out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we were
you were beyond that point.
Yeah.
Actually,
like, this is the first guy where I'm like, we're going on dates. And even if we don't go on dates and I just go to his house, it was like we'd talk for hours. And
right.
It wasn't like there was never any drama, no bullshit. But I posted that video on my page and that ended it. Yep.
So we were right talking about it.
Yeah.
Though, right?
You were right on your standpoint. Like, your mindset on it was exactly his mindset. But for me, it's like, if you actually did like me, that's just something we talk out and like we move past it.
That's true.
So he ignored me all day. And
maybe he just used it as an excuse.
I think so.
Right?
So he actually left. He left for New York today for like a week. But last night I hit him up. I'm like, hey, are we still going to like the comedy show tonight? Because we were supposed to chill. He goes, what's up? I'm leaving for New York tomorrow. So I was like, well, I better see you before you leave.
Right.
Duh. And I was like, I'll watch your dog too. Never wrote me back. So like 6 hours later, I go, what's up? You know, like, what's good? He was like, I'm cool. Have a good night. I go, what does that mean? He goes, it means leave me alone.
Really?
And I was like, okay, no. So I don't do like the text messaging bullshit. I'd rather just speak to you on the phone. So I called him once. He ignored me. I call him a second time. He answers and he's like getting ready to go out. And probably the meanest he's ever been.
Really?
I told him, I go, this isn't you. Like literally on the phone, I'm like, I refuse to believe that I'm talking to the same dude on the phone. He's like, I'm upset. I go, well, if you're upset and you're this upset to this extent, you probably should have just ignored me until you cooled off. Mm. Like he was like, yeah, like you're super cool. You're like one of the coolest chicks I've ever met. You're beautiful. But we fucked a couple of times and I'm good seeing you ever again.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, man? What a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the thing, though. It's better that it happened now. When you're not as emotionally invested.
That's what he said. He goes, you should be thanking me I did it now because it probably would have happened down the
Tell
road.
Tell him, fuck you, you know? What the fuck?
And I said, you mean it would have happened down the road because are you scared to catch feelings? Is this what this is about? Mm-hmm. Like, is this your scapegoat because you don't want to have any real emotions for anybody? He's like, I'm having fun. I go, so the reason you're cutting me off is because you know when you're with me, you want to be with me. Because that is the only reason a man cuts you off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if we're just having fun... Okay, we talk about it. Don't post me on your Instagram. We move the fuck on. You're using this as an excuse because you know the more we hang out, you're going to want to be with me. But you're not ready for that. So it's like all these dudes are doing this shit. But it's like, don't. And I told him on the phone, don't tell me you don't care about me.
Because
I'm not going to believe you.
Right.
You just told me last night when you dropped me off how much you liked me.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, you don't give a fuck if we see or talk to each other again. He goes, yeah, if I see you out, like I'll buy you a drink.
What the fuck?
And I was like, I don't need you to buy me a drink.
Tell him to get lost. You know, it's like you're finding all these bad boys, man. I don't know why. But someone with fucking tattoos on his neck, I wouldn't trust him with a fucking
tattoo. See, that's like the type of dude I'm going to marry, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's my type of dude.
But that's maybe that should not be your type of dude.
I know. But the thing is, and I told him, I was like, you are literally putting, thank you, I love you so.
She just got delivery of coffee. I mean, I don't know how you do this. You're well connected. She gets a Starbucks right here in the studio.
I know. I needed it because I didn't sleep last night.
Yeah.
I literally at 5 o'clock this morning, I was like, well, I guess I'll just stay up till I go to the radio show.
Right.
That's how I was feeling. Right. It's not like
you can't go to sleep because your mind is racing.
Yeah, and I have anxiety.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like my body, like my heart is going 1,000 beats per minute. I was like, I can't deal with this. One, because it wasn't expected.
Right.
Like I can always sense the end of something, but when it comes unexpectedly, I'm like, well, wait.
Right.
Hold on a second. Right. Hold on a second.
But I think the lesson you learned from this is to ask a person before you post them on.
Yeah. I mean, I apologize. I'm an adult about it. I was like, I will take the L on that. And I apologized on the phone. I was like, I never, ever once meant to make you uncomfortable or disrespect you. He said that he doesn't want to be my Instagram content. Mm. He's like, I don't want some chick just posting me to get like likes and ooh la la's, which I get, but like I wasn't thinking about it at the time.
Right. But he does, you know. Wow.
Yeah. So what's your opinion? He Sometimes just doesn't care about
wonder,
me?
You have to wonder why people post in the first place. I mean, shit, you know.
Right.
I'll post family, you know, stuff like that. But things that are personal, I think you should keep to yourself.
Right.
You
know? And I think my biggest mistake in relationships was being so public about who I was dating. So I don't know why. At the end of the day, when I think about it, I don't know why I posted him.
Right.
You know, I don't know if it's because I was just so excited when I got home and I was like, best day ever.
Right. Then you want to share with people.
And he's really good looking. So I'm like, hey, I just had the best day ever with this sexy piece of ass. Like, you know what I mean? So I wasn't. And he told me, he's like, you know, if I he's like, I don't think you were ill-willed by it. I go, so if you know I didn't have bad intentions, why is this conversation happening?
Right.
I go, this sounds like an excuse for me.
It is an excuse.
But I don't think it's an excuse because he wants to have fun. Because he can have his fun anyway. I don't see him every day. I think it's an excuse because he's scared to get attached to me.
Probably.
110%.
Yeah. So, well, you don't need someone like that, I guess. But it is disappointing. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Oh, my God. Because he made me so happy.
Really?
Yeah. Like, even at this moment, like, I sent him at 3 o'clock in the morning, I sent him a very long text. And I, like, let it all out. And I was like, you need to work on Like, you can't have the Great Wall of China up for the rest of your life. I was like, if you belong with your ex and it all falls into place, by all means, I hope it works out for you. But you're letting good people like me, and it might not be me who you're meant to be with, but what if someone else comes along?
Right.
And you're just so fucked up, you're just letting him go. He obviously didn't say anything, but I like copied and pasted it to everyone I know. And they're like, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have anything to say after that either.
Right.
So, I mean, I was super upset. I'm probably going to cry for like a week.
You know, I mean, I would say to you, maybe you fell too fast, but I would imagine if I spent a few times with a woman and she seemed to be into me, I would believe that we have something.
Right. There. And it's not that I'm in love, because I'm not in love. Do I think I could have been in love with him? Absolutely. 110%. I think it's, for me, it's like we went to dinner the other night and I told him really personal stuff and he finally opened to me about really personal stuff. And it's like, now all of a sudden you tell me, I'll see you around and I'll buy you a drink if I see you.
You feel fucking used, huh?
Yeah. And I told him that. I go, I don't, and because I said a comment, I go, he goes, well, I hope you have a good night. And I go, well, I'm staying in because I thought I was hanging out with you. So,
yeah.
And he was like, call one of your other boyfriends.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't talk to anybody else but you right now.
Right.
Like, don't act like you don't know me. Like, you know that you're the only dude I'm fucking with right now.
Right.
So I don't know, Sam. I'm very confused.
Yeah. You spend too much time with guys. You gotta let it go.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how I'm gonna let this one go, though.
Really?
Yeah, but, and the only reason I told him on the phone, too, because he was talking out of pocket. Mm-hmm. Like, his tone... He even apologized. He's like, everything out of my mouth is going to make me seem like I'm an asshole right now. And the only reason I didn't get that upset about it is because I see myself in him. When I get mad, I talk out of pocket. Like, I'm reckless. So in my head, I'm like, okay, this is why I'm not going to like be on the phone screaming at him, because he is me in male body, in male form. Mm. And he needs to work on that, because I need to work on that. It's not a good quality to have.
Wow.
Like, he probably thinks that he can talk to me like this, and then in a week when he gets back from New York and like he's got nothing to do on a Friday night and I post a bomb ass pic,
right.
I'll probably get a text.
Mm.
But then what do I do then?
Tell him to fuck off. Because it's going to keep repeating.
Yeah, I know. It's never going to change.
Yeah. No. Yeah, when people are angry, they say shit. My son, I tried to just get him to do something. And he opened his mouth on me again, profanity.
Recently?
Yesterday.
Oh.
And that's after I haven't seen him in a while, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And did you respond back, or did you leave it on read?
No, we were talking about something specific, so, but he started taking it in different directions, and so I finally, I don't know, I tried not to pay attention to what he was saying.
Right. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can't.
But it's my son, you know, and I feel I lost him.
Right.
I lost him and my daughter, and that's a very sad thing. So.
Oh, my God. Don't make me cry on this air, Sam. I'm already emotional. Don't you dare fucking do it.
All right. Let's talk about fun stuff.
Let's talk about how I'm never having sex ever again now. That's fun. That's a great topic.
Hey, that's not a big deal. I haven't had sex in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely could survive.
Yeah, exactly. You can survive, you know.
But it's fun. It makes you happier.
Yeah, it does, for sure.
Like, it makes you, like, a happier human being. Like, when you wake up in the morning and you sleep with the guy that you want to sleep with, and then you go about your day, doesn't matter what happens. Right. I had sex this morning. Now I got nothing.
Yeah, that's true, though. It's very true, you know. But I've learned to accept it and live without it until somebody comes along.
Right. And then when someone comes along, it might only last 3 weeks.
3 weeks. We're back to that. We don't want you to cry.
No, I'm literally not going to cry about it anymore. I cried last night just because I'm like over one. I'm like getting my, you know what? So like I'm overly emotional. And two, it's just like, I respect honesty, but I like when people are upfront. But I also don't like when people are upfront about one thing one day and then change it up the next day.
Right.
It's like, are you
indecisive?
Yeah, don't take it out on me that you've got some interpersonal issues. But then at the same time, for once in my life, I'm actually not mad at him for it.
Mm.
Like, my sister was like, just cut him off. Don't be cool with him. I go, I will forever be cool with him because I like his vibe. I'll never fuck him again, though.
Yeah.
I'll never have sex with him again. And I said it on the phone. I go, we made an agreement that if shit was going sour, we were just going to be friends. He goes, I can't be friends with you. I don't want any new friends. I go, okay, so.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Would you say, Sam, in a guy's opinion, that he doesn't give a fuck about me?
Maybe he's just mad. Maybe it's going to change, you know?
Yeah, like maybe he just needs like to cool off.
Yeah.
And like all my Instagram stalkers would just leave him alone for a little bit. And he'll be like, okay, I'm not that mad anymore. God. Oh, wow. Isn't it crazy, though, that one decision that you make could change the outcome mm-hmm. of another situation? Like if you decide to like take the highway instead of the back roads, and then all of a sudden on the highway, it's like, bam, you dead. You know what I mean?
I know. You gave him a chance. You gave him a few chances, I think, you know?
Yeah, and I left it off on a really good note. Like, yeah. I was very sweet. I was kind. I was like, I respect you. I wish you the best. I was like, but I think you're right. I think for now, I think it's best we don't speak or see each other.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll definitely be able to be friends with him once I'm over it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like...
If you want to, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you want to. Because you might have feelings for him again, and it'll happen all over again.
I know. It's yeah. difficult.
When you cut off from someone, you really just have to cut off from them, you know?
I don't think I'm ready for that. I even said,
maybe
I was like,
he is.
I don't think he is, though.
No?
No. Like, it's really easy for guys to be like, first of all, I've dealt with a lot of men, Sam. How many stories have I told you?
Right.
How, when these dudes don't give a fuck, they ain't picking up your call.
Right.
They're not responding to a text. They just don't care.
Right.
You answered my text with an attitude, and you picked up my phone even with an attitude. If he didn't care about me at all, I would have never heard a single fucking word from him.
That's true. That's true.
I think he's just confused. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ghost.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to like focus on me. And then when he comes back around, he wants to apologize for how he came off. Because I told him, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Like you're a straight up New York asshole. I don't know if that's how they do it on the streets out there. Maybe that's why I like you. But like your delivery is awful. Like he was talking about furniture. He's like, the furniture in your apartment's trash next to mine. Like my coffee table is $5,000. I'm like, do you need to say that?
Right, right. What the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, you don't need to say that. You know, your money doesn't impress me. I'm not these bitches in LA.
Right.
Like, you don't need to take me to a $700 dinner. You can take me a $7 dinner and fuck me for 7 hours. That's what I'm talking about. God.
There you go. Straight up, man.
So we both need to start dating again, Sam. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we've got to. We should just go to like speed dating and then come back and talk about it on the
speed
show.
Speed dating would be cool.
It would be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd probably feel so awkward, though. Because you have like 2 minutes.
That's okay, though. I mean, who cares, you know? Like, you can talk to anybody. Come on.
Yeah, but 2 minutes to have a full-blown conversation, and then at the end you have to be like, I think I'll go with number 7.
Right.
That's
weird. You
can't
really decide based on... Yeah. Is it 2 minutes or 5 minutes? Probably 5 minutes.
Yeah, and imagine if the 5 minutes is long when the conversation ain't going well.
Yeah, but you only have 2 minutes, and then you get to meet with the next one. So who cares?
My dad said he was working at the club one time, and they had like a speed dating event, and it was all like older single people, and he said it was the most depressing thing he's ever
really
seen.
Oh god. Oh god. Aww. It is fucking depressing to be old. Suck.
But it's really hard. Like, how are we supposed to meet anybody?
I don't know.
And all these apps are really scary. Did you hear about like this Uber driver that just raped a girl?
No.
Oh my god. In really? New York. Okay, so she was drunk, obviously. It was like 2:30 in the morning, and it was like this, I believe he was Indian, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
She fell asleep.
Wow.
Right? So when she woke up, he was groping her breast.
Wow.
And she tried to get out of the car, and he started speeding. She went to go call 911. He grabbed her phone. He left her on the side of the interstate, and then charged her for a drive all the way to Massachusetts, $1,400 drive.
Whoa.
Yeah, so
he thinks he's gonna get away with this?
Yeah, like, what are you people thinking?
Right.
Like, do you think you're gonna have a job at Uber after this? Do you think you're not going to jail?
He's going to fucking jail. That's
and now this
going.
Chick is gonna sue Uber.
Right.
Because he clearly shouldn't have passed the background check, and she's gonna be living on an island for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
I wish a motherfucker would grope my breast.
Really?
Yeah. I told you about that one time the guy asked me for ice cream.
Really?
Yeah, I told you this story.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You don't remember.
He wanted ice cream?
No, you don't remember. I was shit-faced, and I called a Uber it was like a 5 minute drive away from my house, but I get in the back seat and I was like crying.
Right.
Because it was wasted. You still sometimes when you're drunk, you just cry. So I'm in the back seat crying and he was like driving really slow and he's like, ma'am, do you want me to pull over and get you some ice cream?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I fucking do not. Just bring me to my destination. So I posted about this the other day and people were telling me that I'm out of pocket, that he was really? Just being a nice guy. I'm like, no, that's out of line. No one, you're a taxi driver. Why are you asking me if I want to get fucking ice cream?
Mm. Well, maybe he was being nice. I don't know.
Oh, God. And you know what? It's all guys defending him.
Really?
Yeah, all the women were like, fuck him.
But I'm not defending him. I don't know what
Sam, the
hell
that's
happened.
Creepy.
But, okay.
And what ice cream shop is open at 2 o'clock in the morning? Please tell me. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Where are we going
to
go?
No, that's a stupid thing to say, but let me get you some ice cream.
Let me get you some ice cream so I can put some drugs in it and then kill you. Yeah.
Right.
Let's stop and get some ice cream, bud.
It's not easy being a woman, let me tell you.
And it's
you,
not
man.
Easy being a guy either.
Yeah.
Because you can't even say, do you want me to get you some ice cream? Because we're like, you're a rapist. You're a rapist.
Oh, wow. They have a headline here, common myths about women and sex. I'd like to see.
Okay, that. And I'll tell you if it's true or false.
Let's see what it is, and I hope it's not... Okay, it says women are more faithful than men, and other myths on female fidelity. So
I think
that's
true.
A myth.
Oh,
yeah.
They're saying men aren't more faithful.
Mm.
That's interesting.
No, they're saying women are more faithful than men. Women cheat for love. Men cheat for sex. Women are less sexually adventurous than men. They're saying all these are untrue. So they're saying, like a myth, women cheat for emotional reasons. They're saying no.
I think that I think that might be false. I think sometimes women cheat for sex as well.
Mm. Yeah.
I think it all depends, really.
Yeah. Women have affairs, not one-night stands when they cheat.
Yes, yes.
No, that's a myth.
I don't believe that. Mm. I really don't believe
but
that.
But that's what I'm saying, you know. Well, that's what this woman writes in her book, I guess, you know. Women are less sexually adventurous than men. That's totally false.
That's
right?
Definitely false, I feel.
Monogamy is easier for women. They're saying that's not true.
I think that at some point girls do get tired of the same dick.
Yeah, probably.
Like, we're fucking, we're doing the same position over and over and over again. Bob.
Right.
I'm going to go find me a Greg. See ya.
That's true, you know, and with guys it happens a lot. That's what I'm saying. A lot of women get
hurt. You know what's funny is when men cheat, women are like supposed to like take it and just be like, get over it, like it happened, I fucked up. If you're in a relationship with a dude and the woman cheats, oh, the fucking world is coming to an end. She's out, she's cut off, never gonna fucking talk to her ever again. But if you cheat,
right,
like I'm supposed to forgive you.
But I think women think the same way, too, don't you think? Why would it be any different?
No, I feel like women have more of a forgiveness. Mm. I will never forgive anyone that cheats. Like, if we're in the beginning and you're fucking other people, all right, whatever. Like, but if we actually sit down and we're like, yo, you my man?
Mm-hmm.
And then you cheat? No. I won't do what my mom did.
I don't know why people do this, because if they cared about anybody... they wouldn't hurt him like this.
Yeah,
you know? It's
right.
Very hurtful to do that right. To somebody, you know?
And I think it's hurtful to be, I think even, and how long do you think you have to be with someone before it's hurtful? Like, right. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are the rules for that? Like, how long do you have to be hanging out with someone before you have a right to be upset?
I don't know. But I think when you realize you're exclusive, you know.
In 2018, no one is saying that.
No.
Not a single person.
Wow.
It's easier for people to avoid getting hurt if they never put a title on it.
Right.
Like, you might be seen out with her all the time. You might be chilling with her all the time. You might be doing this and doing that and going on vacation. But, like, at the end of the day, oh, yeah, that's just my, like, that's my, like, we kick it. We're cool. Yeah. I'm like, you mean you're together? You mean that's your girl?
Right.
It's so weird, Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, God. There's
I
no
don't
hope.
Know what to tell you, yeah. The younger people today, I don't know, not a lot of values, you know, not a lot of respect for other people, I think.
Not at all.
Not everybody, of course, but, you know, it just seems to be sort of a stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
And some people make it true, you know?
Right.
So, But what can you do?
You can't do anything but wait until the next piece of shit comes along and ruins your fucking weekend. That's what you do, Sam.
Yeah.
Actually, my weekend's not going to be ruined. I might cry like a couple of times.
Yeah.
Just because I've
maybe
like,
you should move away from L.A., huh?
No, never.
No?
Mm-mm. Thugging it out. Mm. Gabby's here in like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
She booked her flight, so. Right. She's only coming for 3 days, though.
Why? Why is she coming all this way just for 3 days?
That's what I said. I go, what's the point?
Yeah. Well, she just needs a party for 3 days.
Yeah, she just wants a mommy break, I guess.
Yeah.
Just needs a little quick break.
Maybe she feels she can't stay away from her son for too long.
That's exactly what she said.
Yeah. Because
she's going to say, she flies in Wednesday night late, so I got to pick her up from the airport. And then she flies home Sunday morning. And I go, why don't you just stay till like Tuesday?
Right.
Like make it almost a full week. She's like, no, that's so long away from my kid. I was like,
yeah, but
he'll be good.
You'll be with your sister. What the hell, you know?
Yeah, so I'm excited to see her. At least I have that to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Maybe they'll boost your confidence a little bit.
I'm in a music video tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You're going to be in it? Mm-hmm. Or, oh, okay.
No, I'm not singing, Sam.
No, but you're dancing or something?
I don't know.
What?
I have no idea.
You don't know what you're doing.
No, they just told me to wear like jeans and a crop top and be there by 5. And I was like, whatever.
So what's the ad for the gig? I don't understand. What do they say?
Oh, my God. My homegirl just hit me up and was like, do you want to be in J. Cole's music video?
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I love J. Cole. Word. Bet. I'll be there. Plus, I'm like, I just like want to kind of like not be home.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Find other things to do. Find a different guy and you'll forget about
it. I don't want to find a different guy. I want to give this guy a chance to collect himself.
But maybe he won't, you know.
And if he doesn't, then he doesn't. But I firmly believe in my hearts of hearts, Sam, that I was supposed to meet this dude for a reason. It wasn't for him to make me cry myself to sleep. Mm.
Maybe it's a lesson though.
And what's the lesson?
Move on. I don't know yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's usually the same lesson with you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I can't believe God will keep sending me the same people over and over and over again.
Well, but until you change.
But I didn't do anything. Like, this is the most chill I've ever been. Usually I'm a psychopath.
Yeah.
Like a psychopath. Like, if we didn't talk for a full day, I was like, it's all right. I know I'm seeing him tomorrow.
Right. But what I'm saying is the guys you're picking are probably not the right ones.
I know.
I mean, maybe that's your lesson.
I like dudes that have issues, though.
Right.
It makes it more, like, exciting. Like, life is not going to be
boring. So you want excitement, but that's what happens. Your emotions are destroyed.
I know.
So you have to think about that, you know? I mean, are these guys, like, really marriage material?
I would marry him in a second.
Really?
110%.
Wow.
Even after this conversation. I wish you were a fly on the wall so you could see us together.
I believe you.
So like, because I'm trying to explain it to Gabby and stuff, and she's like, he just sounds like a dick. I'm like, I get it. He does sound like a dick, but if you saw us together, it's impossible for me to be like, we're done. Like, I refuse to believe we're done. And I said it to even when we're at dinner, I'm like, you could fuck every bitch in the world. At the end of the day, the mental stability that I have with you, you're not going to find that with anybody else. I'm sorry. So like in 2-3 weeks, when he's fucked his 10th bitch, and he's laying next to her like, oh, God, let me just eat her pussy so she can get out of here in the morning. He's probably going to be wondering what the fuck I'm doing.
Right.
Because it's not like he was just fucking me. We chilled. We talked. I have to. I even told him when I was shit-faced, I was like, I feel like we were supposed to cross paths for a reason. I never go out.
Right, for a reason. But who says the reason is that you stay together? You know, people can give you messages in any possible way.
I guess.
You know, yeah, it doesn't mean that you were supposed to be together. Maybe you're right. You're supposed to run into each other and you'll see that you will have learned a lesson from it or something, you know?
I mean, I have been more chill. So I'm proud of myself. My text messages last night were not chill at all, but I get one pass. I've been cool this whole time. I was like, I hate you. I wish I never fucking met you. And then I was like, I'm just kidding. I definitely wish. I'm so glad we met. Bipolar.
Oh, God. So, all right. Well, we beat that one to death, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see the developments. And I didn't have time to prepare anything. So we're just going to have to fly by the seat of our pants.
Yeah. Who cares, though?
Yeah, right?
Because people like to listen to our problems.
No, I know. But it's like usually I have something to strike up a conversation with a headline or something, but I didn't have time to prepare because We didn't have any freaking internet in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was freaking out and stuff. But, yeah, you know, I mean, look, there are things that I believe, like, even they say, like, if you have a soulmate or something, right? That soulmate may not be the one that you marry.
No,
I
know.
The one that you settle with.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. Right. That's the crazy part.
So they might appear and just give you messages or something.
Right.
You know,
or maybe I was supposed to enter his life so I could change him for the better.
Right.
Maybe it's the other way around. Like, maybe it's not you that's supposed to be in my life. Maybe it's me trying to be in yours.
Right. But, you know, usually it works both ways.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, do you think that you've ever met your soulmate?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww. And you guys didn't end up together.
Well, we were.
I know.
We were.
Oh, my God. That's my biggest fear. Because then how do you ever get over that? You don't, right?
No. Well, I didn't have to. You know, I mean, it's just like we're still in touch and everything.
Right.
You know, so. But sometimes you just can't live with somebody. You know, maybe they're there to teach you that lesson.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
You know? But, yeah, you never know. And you still got time. You'll meet somebody, I know.
I definitely don't want to meet anybody new right now.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I'm still solely just going to... I'm not going to focus on it. Like, it's not going to be my wake up in the morning and wonder what he's doing. Like, I promised myself this weekend I wasn't even going to look at Instagram.
Right.
Like, if I upload a pic, I'll upload a pic, check my comments, like, once or twice. But I don't want to look. I don't want to prowl. Like, that's what I do in relationships, too, because it's so easy on social media. Because you have the following tab, you can see what pictures they're liking, what comments they're leaving. Like, it just, like, ruins everything. Even with your friends. Like, I can see what Gabby is doing on social media.
Right.
It's so creepy.
That's creepy.
It's ruined any chance of any type of normalcy. Like, think about it. Back in the day, dudes have to, like, literally take horse and carriage to, like, court you.
Right.
Or, like, write you love letters that get to you in, like, 5 weeks. Like, hey, can I see you whenever you get this letter?
Right.
And now it's like all they got to do is send a wink face emoji.
Uh-huh.
And you're probably going to suck his dick.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it takes. That's all the effort these dudes are doing these days.
Yeah. No, because they can get it.
Yeah. And no one's meeting anyone in person. It's all through DM.
Right.
Like, yo, Ma, where you at tonight? I've got a table at One Oak. You want to come? Then you go and he has a nice watch on and a nice outfit. And you're like, oh, yeah, I guess I'll fuck him.
Yeah.
What? What? I'm really scared to have kids.
Yeah.
I am. I'm petrified. I almost don't know if I want them.
Why?
Because look at how this society is growing up.
Right.
Like, kids are shooting kids at like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did you get a gun? Like, dead ass.
I know. They do that, man. But you know what? That's what I'm saying, though. I mean, life has never been this easy. People have to understand
but
that.
But do you think it's easy?
In like medieval times and shit, people would have to worry about surviving every day.
Yeah, that probably would have been more like good. You know what I mean? We probably would be better people.
But you're having like man problems. That's not like...
No, I'm having real life problems. Like everything in my life is a problem right now.
Okay.
Money, dating,
we'll
no more
it.
Sex. God. My vagina actually needed a break. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm low key. All right, we can have this fight.
Is that too much information here? Or what?
No.
My vagina needs a break.
There's a couple females listening that are laughing, like, oh, me too, girl.
Probably, right?
Women love to talk about sex, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah. They act like they don't, but they'll be listening to there's so many podcasts about sex and it's all women talking about it.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I'm like, stop acting like you're not on this bandwagon.
Right.
And the ones that aren't, I feel really sorry for you.
Yeah. But they just, you know, but most of them probably prefer to be with one guy, right?
Oh, so yeah.
They love sex, but they'd rather do it with one guy.
And I feel like the ones that do want to sleep with multiple people have daddy issues.
Mm.
Like, daddy was not in the picture. Daddy is not around. I'm just going to fuck my brains out. Like, yeah.
That's terrible.
I used to have this friend that I met on Bad Girls Club, and she literally fucked a different dude every single day of the week.
Wow.
And like, she never had time to focus her energy on one dude, so these dudes were obsessed with her because like she just never had time to like entertain their bullshit. But it was because she was a hoe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not because, oh my God, my life is so busy and I just don't have time for you. It's because I'm literally sucking another dude's dick tonight.
Right, right. It's hard to think women are like that, but if you're saying they're like that, then... We have to accept
that. And I used to tell him, like, you feel good when you go to bed at night? Like, cause it was just so intriguing to me.
Yeah.
You know? And she was like, yeah, I don't care. I was like, wow. Wow.
And they're not afraid of disease or anything like that.
No. And I've been having sex unprotected.
Really?
Oh yeah. Every single time.
Oh wow.
Yeah. We had sex with a condom once.
Yeah. You're fucking crazy.
Yeah. So now I've got to sit and wait 2 weeks so I can go get my STD check. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I'm not pregnant. So.
Oh God.
Ladies, don't be like me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, don't get into that situation, you know? I mean, why would you get pregnant by someone that you've seen for 3 weeks, you know?
That's it's never the plan.
No, I know. Yeah. But it is a plan. If you're not using a condom or any contraceptives, it is a plan.
I know. And the thing is, women can only get pregnant like 3 days out of the entire month.
Right.
Everything else is a misconception. Like, he can't, if you're not ovulating, you are not getting pregnant. Like, his semen could go all the way inside you, and if your egg is not releasing,
yeah, well, you don't know that. Don't be so sure.
What do you mean?
Don't be so sure. I mean, there's women that every time they have sex they get pregnant, you know?
She's probably ovulating every single time. She probably knows. She's like, all right, like, I have a period app, right? So it shows me when I'm getting my next period and when I'll be ovulating that month.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, technology, isn't that crazy? Yeah. And it's never been wrong, Sam. Yeah, never been wrong.
Wow.
I'm like, oh my god, I really got my period on this exact day. Like, it's insane. It kind of creeps me out.
An app for period.
Yeah,
wow.
It's called iPeriod.
Of course it is.
Oh, it's life-changing though, for real.
Yeah.
I need to come up with some shit like this.
I know, man. They got an app for everything.
But being a woman is hard. Like, all you guys got to do is get your dick hard and take a shower after.
Which is hard, too.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So hard.
Well, it depends. You know, you see a lot of people have problems. It's not like you can just get hard on command sometimes.
I know.
You know, there's a lot of different factors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
I mean, that was my first time experiencing a guy not getting hard.
Yeah.
Or like,
and I'm telling you, that could be from medication. It could be from, and also, you know, like anxiety. If it happens to a guy once, then he starts worrying it's going to happen every time.
Right.
And then it does.
Right. And I also read an article because I was like so confuzzled after it happened to me that I had to research it. I was like, I have to Google this because it's never happened to me before. And I hear that sometimes guys are so focused on making the woman come that they're right. not focusing on the fact that they need to come
right,
too.
That's me.
Yeah, and it's that's like, me. I had this conversation. I was like, you don't need to fuck me for 5 hours.
Right.
You know, like, I want you to come. Like, it's not attractive for females if you don't come.
Right, right. Because it'd be just like if the female didn't come.
Right.
It would be pretty frustrating
right.
for the guy.
Right, like, for me, it's like, I get off on the facts when you
right.
when you end
exactly.
it. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't get off the fact that you like fuck that. Me for 2 hours and all of a sudden you're tired and your dick is limp.
Right. But people have different approaches. What can I say?
Yeah, like, some guys just really want to, like, make sure the girl comes 15 million times. And it's like, that's great. Like,
right.
I appreciate that. But at the same time, I would more appreciate you coming with
right.
me. Like, I want to do this together.
Right.
Let's do this synchronized. I've
yeah,
never
yeah.
actually come at the same time as anybody else, though. I think that would be weird.
Why?
And I've never, ever looked at anybody when I sucked their dick.
Okay.
I think that's weird.
Okay, but
like in every porn,
but
they
coming
do it
together is cool.
I've never done it.
Oh, yeah.
It's never happened to
if
me.
If you're someone familiar, you guys can time it. You can adjust it so it'll be.
How do you time it though?
Because a guy can, well, at least me, I can control it.
Right, right. Yeah, it's different for you guys.
Right.
So, I don't know how you guys can control it though. Like, is it like, okay, stop, stop, stop? Like, you know, like literally talk to yourself?
No, not really. I mean, for me, it's like if I'm not ready, I probably won't.
Right.
You know, so I have to focus on actually doing it.
Right.
So I don't know. I forgot how to have sex.
Oh my god, that's so sad, Sam.
I know. But apparently it must not be a priority for me, because if it was,
you would be going to have it.
I'd be having it.
I wish. I mean, sex is not a priority for me, but like when it's good sex, it's like it's gonna be really hard for me not, because I've been having sex like on a regular basis now.
Right, but what's like not good sex? I mean, is there sex that's not good?
Yeah.
What?
Like when you have to fake, like sometimes I'll be faking so he'll end.
Right.
Like I'm like, please, for the love of God, just be fucking done.
Right.
Like in my head, I'm like, for me, good sex is like he could be like standing across the room and like I can't even handle it. Like he hasn't even touched me yet. And it's like, yes. And then all throughout it just like never goes away. But like there's been times where like you think it's going to be good and then he starts and you're like, oh no. Like, this is not how I envisioned us, our bodies meshing together.
Wow.
Yeah, like, remember that one night stand I told you about?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck taught, have you ever seen a porn?
Right.
Who taught you how to fuck like this?
Right.
Horrible.
But often first times are not great because you don't know how to communicate sexually.
This new guy, the first time was unfucking believable.
Oh, okay.
Like, off the charts. Probably the best sex I've ever had.
Wow. So yeah. Maybe that's why you've fallen for him.
Yeah, probably. Sometimes I think, do I really like you or do I like fucking you?
Right.
But I do like his personality.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, right. Sex with him. There was only one night where I was like, oof. You know? But he's made up for it every single night. Like, on when we got back from Malibu Farms, we fucked for like 2 hours, but he didn't. Oh, he did come.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but we need to know that, right? We all need to know.
Yes,
that.
Yes, of course you do, ladies.
And then you're gonna wonder why he doesn't want to be with you, because now you're telling everything about him that you didn't include in the post.
I know. Hey, ladies, the sex was great. Be sure to find his Instagram. God, if I never posted that, things would be okay right now.
Maybe, yeah.
But or maybe not. Mistakes.
So that's it. Maybe that was the lesson to learn.
To slow down.
Time.
Yeah. Because, I mean, 3 weeks is really soon.
Out. Yeah, yeah.
To be putting, like, Man Crush Tuesdays. But I also was shit-faced, and I was also, like, on cloud nine. I was like, I love him.
When you're shit-faced, you don't post.
Yeah.
Period.
Or comment, or yeah. Like, or just shut the fuck up and
exactly.
Go to bed.
Exactly. Just leave your phone alone.
My life is like a walking soap opera.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, can anything just be like chill and like work out?
Like, well, there's, you gotta look at yourself. I don't know what else to say. How can so many guys be like
that? I'm not even talking about guys.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about everything in my life.
Okay.
I feel like everything is just always so dramatic.
Well, so deal with it.
I know. God.
Everybody's got their drama, you know?
Yeah. That's why I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta, and everyone's different and everyone handles situations differently. And before, for the longest time, I always thought I was right. Like, no one could tell me shit. And I don't apologize for anything.
Right.
Like, if I do something out of pocket, I'm not saying sorry, even though in the back of my head, I'm like, sorry. And I'm actually
a problem too.
Yeah. But I'm learning, like, even with this new guy, I've been learning how to apologize. Like, I've apologized twice for shit that I did that was out of pocket. And I would never, in any normal situation, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry is a difficult word to say.
Yeah.
Especially if you're egotistical.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not, so I can say I'm sorry when I'm wrong. You
right.
Know? Yeah.
I feel like I'm egotistical to an extent.
Well, we all are, I think,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would never want to be considered narcissistic, though. That's horrible.
Well, but what if you are?
I don't think I am. I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't see that. So
my ex-boyfriend keeps calling me on private and hanging up.
Really?
Yeah. And he watches all my snaps. He must know that I've been talking to someone. So like every single night he'll call me on private 15 to 16 times.
Wow.
And I'll pick up like a couple just to like entertain it. And I'll say hello.
Uh-huh.
And he'll just click. I'm like, I know it's you because I blocked your number. You fucking loser. How come guys can't handle when you move the fuck on? Like, you're whack.
Yeah. I don't know.
We need to get you. We need to get you some drama.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think I need some?
Yeah, so we can
I
talk
got
about
plenty of drama for my kids. That's enough for everything, man.
So how did the conversation end yesterday? You're just like, okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, at
he
least
said,
he said,
okay, I don't want to talk to you. Bye.
Oh.
In text. Yeah. But it's always about money. It's always about money. Yeah. He fucking like, I bought him a car and he's not making the payments. And now it's on my name.
Oh.
So he's going to ruin my credit.
Right, right.
And he doesn't give a shit. Doesn't give a shit.
Are the payments high?
No. But how much? And I don't think I can take the car from him. If I don't have a key, how do you say to someone, I mean, the police are going to say, well, you signed,
yeah.
So you're both responsible for the car.
Is his name on it, too?
Yeah. And if you guys have a problem, you need to work it amongst yourself, probably.
Yeah.
So I'm fucked.
Yeah, unfortunately, because his name is on it. If his name wasn't
right.
on it, you'd be able to.
And that's why several times I had to make the car payment, because he didn't. And I don't want to ruin my
credit,
you know?
Yeah.
You work so hard for it.
Yeah, because that'll fuck your credit.
So you see what I'm saying? I mean, suddenly your son becomes your fucking enemy. Yeah. He's got a big mouth, man, when he's angry.
Yeah, he needs to work on that, though. Because he'll never be in a relationship.
No.
Like, he'll be by himself.
Yeah.
Does he have a lot of friends?
A couple, but he's got, he doesn't really have any relationships with women that last.
Yeah, I mean, that's difficult. Nobody does, so I feel him on that. Yeah, and he's young, so he's like even more in the prime of people not dating, so.
Right, but he's angry with women and things like that.
Maybe he's just, maybe he just doesn't like the reflection of himself in the mirror and he takes it out on everybody else.
Probably, yeah. I don't know.
You never know what's going on through someone's head.
No.
And no one ever really tells you the whole truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, someone could be going through the most shit, and they're probably just going to tell you, like, a little percent of it.
Right.
So, I would just, like, leave them be.
Yeah.
Until the next payment comes along, and you're like, son.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's time to make the payment.
Payment again.
Can't you, like, call the company and be like, I want to turn the car in?
No, you can't. Not ahead of time.
Oh, because it's a lease.
And how are you going to do it if he... I don't have the key for his car. I can't just go and take it, you know?
Yeah, but if he doesn't pay it and you don't pay it, they'll repo it.
Right. But I don't want to get to that.
I know, because that will ruin you. Like, ruin
are
you.
Are you kidding? No, I'll pay for it before they do that. But I feel like a fool.
I know. So what are you going to do this weekend?
I don't know. I was going to ask you the same thing. But as you know, I'm already bored in L.A. So I never have anything
to do.
You're
so ready
to
get
weekend.
The fuck out of here, huh?
I'm so bored here, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, where am I going to go? San Diego again?
Right.
Santa Barbara again? Vegas again? That's all we have here.
I know.
Everything else is too far.
I know.
So, yeah. So I don't know, man. But I'll hang out. I have my mom. I have couple friends, so we'll hang out, you know.
Right.
I don't have a lot of friends either.
Me neither.
You know, I'm like really picky with people.
And
so.
It's hard to have friends, because especially in a city like this, because I feel like everyone's just ready to step on somebody else's neck.
Either that or they're just too concerned with themselves.
Right.
The flakes, you
right.
know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the time for that.
Me neither.
You know, you flake on me, you piss me off, that's it. And that's why, you know, I mean, some people will tell you, well, you've got to forgive a little bit.
Right.
You know, you
got to
give them some leeway, but not with me, man. If you fucking screw me or something, you know, then fuck you. I'd rather be alone than talking to you.
See, I'm the opposite of that.
Really?
I feel like I give so people so many chances, and I wish I didn't. I wish I had that, like, fuck you, you're cut off mentality, but it's so hard for me. But it's also because I care about people within, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Even in male or female.
Why do you do
I'm
that?
I'm like, I care about you so much. I don't even know you, but, like, I like you. And then they, like, prove that they're a piece of shit. I'm like, well, we all deserve a second chance, don't we?
Yeah. Well, you're complicated. I think that's the bottom line. That's a lesson we learned today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is it for today, folks. Danny, thank you.
You are welcome.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you all on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.